Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Surveys. And we're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. All of your answers will be confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And just for statistical purposes, what is the year of your birth?
1970.
Thank you very much. Now, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American?
African.
Thank you very much. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. Now, do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Master.
Thank you. Next, we have some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
I approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? We're going to use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or have never heard of that person or group, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Fannie Willis.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Kamala Harris?
5.
Joe Biden?
7.
Brian Kemp?
6.
Cornel West?
Don't know who that is.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
6.
Thank you very much. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
7.
Thank you very much. Once again, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Once again, please rate the amount of power you feel your community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter most to your community.
4.
Thank you. And how would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you say is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, no difference, somewhat less powerful, or much less powerful?
Somewhat powerful.
More or less? Somewhat more powerful or somewhat less powerful?
Somewhat more powerful.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for President, Congress, and other state and local offices? We're going to use a scale once again from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you will definitely not vote, a 5 means that there is a 50-50 chance you'll vote, and a 10 means that you will definitely vote in 2024.
A 6.
Thank you very much. Now, would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
A great deal.
Thank you. And if the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Cornel West, another third-party candidate? Would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
If those were my choices, I'd probably vote for Biden.
Okay, thank you. Now for something a little different. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
I would say gotten better.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means that it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve in your community. You can use any number, once again, between 0 and 10. The first one is the criminal justice reform.
10.
Thank you. Inflation or cost of living?
10.
Thank you. Crime and violence?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Crime and violence.
10.
Environmental justice?
A 6.
Was that a 6?
Yeah, 6.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. It cut off for a minute. Your voting rights? Or voting rights?
Voting rights, a 10.
Gun control?
A 10.
Thank you very much. Now, similarly to those issues, we're going to rate them, but now we want you to rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve in your community, and a 0 means that the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. Once again, any number between 0 and 10. Criminal justice reform.
Five.
Inflation or cost of living.
6.
Crime and violence.
A 6.
Environmental justice.
A 7.
Voting rights.
An 8.
Gun control.
A 6.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list, and with this, first, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, and then we go to the last statistical section. Now I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted or will impact your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. The first one is, in a proclamation of granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same.
Great deal.
The next one is, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provide more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water, as well as eliminate lead pipes.
A great deal.
And the last one for this section is, the strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments.
A great deal.
Thank you very much. We're almost done here. But first, I'm going to read to you some reasons that Black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is an extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and a 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November 2024. And once again, any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government, blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgian legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reasons Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policy.
You said 1 to 10?
1 to 10. From 0 to 10, I'm sorry. 0 to 10.
I mean 0 to 10.
Yes.
6.
Thank you. And the next one is, Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not, but we have to make this battery of questions once again, and just to make sure that, the scale hasn't moved. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? We're using, once again, the scale to 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
6.
Thank you. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state local offices? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you will definitely not vote, 5 means that there is a 50-50 chance you will vote, and 10 means that you definitely will vote.
6.
Thank you. And would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
A great deal.
Thank you. Once again, if the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state office, local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate? Or would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
again, if given our choices, I would vote for Biden.
Thank you. Now, how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? We're going to use the scale of a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. The first one on the list is Fair Fight.
What was the organization?
A great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. We're trying to see how much do you trust these organizations for accurate election information.
Right, but what was the organization?
Oh, Fair Fight.
Somewhat.
Using the scale, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Oh, a fair amount.
Thank you. Black Voters Matter?
Fair amount.
Local Board of Election?
A fair amount.
Secretary of State?
A fair amount.
New Georgia Project?
A fair amount.
Pro Georgia?
Yep, a fair amount.
A fair count?
I never heard of them.
Okay, that's fine.
But people, a fair amount.
That's fine. Well, we can move on to the last one. People's Agenda.
I hadn't heard of them either, but I'm assuming a fair amount.
Thank you very much. Now, these next few questions are for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else? Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age 18?
No.
And how would you describe your employment status?
Employee.
And is it full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
71.
Thank you.
1,000.
Thank you. Now, finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is, what this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving as a Georgia Knowledge Expert, we'd like to offer you a $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia Knowledge Expert?
I don't know if I would be an expert, but sure.
Okay, thank you. And what is the best email for us to send you this gift card?
It's M-A-H-M-A. Princess, Hacker Princess, at yahoo.com. So M as in Mary, A, H as in horse, N as in Nancy, A, Princess.
Okay, thank you. So, thank you. So, Mary, A, H, I think hotel, N as in Nancy, A, Princess, at yahoo.com.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you. And I just need to re-enter your email address just a moment. Once again, mahnaprincess@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Thank you. And how would do you prefer to be contacted? Would it be through landline, cell phone, text message, mail, or email?
Text message.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. You've been very patient and kind.
Thank you. Okay. You're
thank
welcome.
You. Have a wonderful day. Be on the lookout for the gift card. Goodbye.
Okay, will do. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.